I'm shocked.
Me too.
That I'm shocked about because they talked about his performance, and I'm surprised they kept him.
Yep, they kept him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a 6-10 on Friday, June 10th.
Okay.
Canada-based Doap has agreed on a 2-year, $5 million deal with the Phoenix Suns. Torian Prince has agreed on a 1-year, $4.5 million deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Phoenix Suns has agreed with guard Damian Lee to a 2-year deal with a player option. No money announced.
Boy, he could be pushed up to the rotation.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Here's the one that you don't like, this particular trade. 6:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Indiana Pacers has agreed with former Denver Nuggets forward Bruce Brown to a 2-year, $45 million contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have agreed to a deal with the former Los Angeles Lakers forward Troy Brown Jr. Portland Trailblazers are in agreement with free agent forward Jeremy Grant on a 5-year, $160 million deal. The Bulls have agreed to a 3-year, $20 million deal with former Milwaukee Bucks guard Javon Carter. Jermaine Metu has agreed on a 1-year deal with the Phoenix Suns. George Nance has agreed on a 3-year, $26 million deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And free agent guard Kyrie Irving has agreed on a 3-year, $126 million contract to return to the Dallas Mavericks. Jacob Pelleli has agreed on a 4-year, $80 million deal to stay with the Toronto Raptors. What's wrong with that?
What, Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you asking how much time do we have?
No, I'm just Kyrie Irving. He kind of irks me, and it's just like, bro, get a grip. Just get a grip.
Relax.
Yes, just relax, man. It's like, bro, you're not.
I got what you mean. I'll keep it moving until you can either gather your thoughts or not give a damn afterwards.
I'm just speechless because now he got the bag. He almost damn near fumbled it if he went to another team. Oh, jail.
Go ahead. Three-time All-Star Chris Middleton has agreed on a new 3-year deal worth $102 million deal with a player option to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Now, that's perfect.
Yeah.
He relaxed.
No doubt.
He relaxed.
No doubt. The Brooklyn Nets has agreed with forward Cameron Johnson to a 4-year, $108 million deal. Johnson came to Brooklyn in the deal that sent Kevin Durant to the Phoenix Suns last season and helped the team earn the 6th seed as a full-time starter, FYI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Free agent guard Trey. I've seen you out of my proverbial
bed. Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
I wasn't doing anything. I'm just
you were doing this.
No. I just said, yeah, of course. Like, dude. It's like...
Thought you were doing this.
No, I was doing this. I was like, yeah, this dude, like, okay, he really making a contributing factor to the team, but okay. All right, go ahead.
Could this part of be the part of the reason why that they also laying people off of ESPN for crap like that?
Well, if they would have got rid of Kendrick Perkins, maybe. But no, it didn't work like that, man. It didn't work like that at all.
Oh,
now
gosh.
We have to still look at this goofy dude. No. Can't win.
Oh, God.
Regardless, you make it to a good day, there's always going to be a bad day somewhere. And that goofy goatee looking dude is just one of them.
ESPN really chose some of their true colors. We ain't got no more penis. We ain't got no more penis.
Like, here, this is a scrape pool. Let's scrape this up right here. Let's do this right here.
Although I got some nickels. Just run out to the car and get some nickels.
Shoot. That's it.
Y'all trying to cut and
scrape every dime nickel and penny out of it. Like, just crazy.
Just run to the car and get some nickels.
Oh,
they in the ashtray if you're looking for them.
You know what I'm saying? I got a bag full of
them. Shoot. I got a container full.
Oh,
of course. Y'all
want to help? I contribute some of them pennies.
Yeah, it ain't a lot, but we could contribute to something.
Oh, we could contribute to something.
Oh, Jesus. Free agent guard Trey Jones has agreed to a 2-year, $20 million deal with the San Antonio Spurs. Free agent guard Gabe Vincent has agreed to a 3-year, $33 million deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Joe English has agreed on a 2-year, $22 million deal with the Orlando Magic.
I didn't know he went to Orlando either. Oh, I knew he got traded, but I didn't know he went to Orlando now.
At this time, at 7:33 on June 30th, he was a free agent and he signed a 2-year, $22 million contract with the Magic.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Shake Milton has agreed on a 2-year, $10 million deal with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, he left Philly.
Yep, he left Philly.
Wow.
Herbert Jones has agreed on a new 4-year, $54 million deal to stay with the New Orleans Pelicans. The Miami Heat has agreed on deals with guard Josh Richardson and forward Kevin Love. Excuse me. Julian Champagne, I'm going to agree that's what it is, has agreed on a 4-year, $12 million deal with the San Antonio Spurs, and I'm sorry if I jacked your last name. And same with this dude. Rui Hachimura has agreed on a 3-year.
Oh, Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, has agreed on a 3-year, $51 million deal.
Stay with the Lakers.
Yep. He joined the Lakers in the midseason trade and became a key player in the team's push to the Western Conference Finals. You want to say anything about that real quick?
Absolutely not.
Fred VanVleet has agreed on a 3-year, $130 million contract with the Houston Rockets. Cam Reddish has agreed on a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Toronto Raptors has agreed to a deal with the former Los Angeles Lakers guard Dennis Schroeder for 2 years, $26 million. For 2 years, $26 million. I was about to say $2.26.
That's how much he's worth.
Dennis Schroeder.
Since he loves fumbling the bag, he might as well be worth $2.26.
Stop this madness. Wow.
Just saying. I know I get the boo for that one. Glad I'm not with ESPN.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. You with Double Take Sports Talk, we do have to scrape change out of the ashtray.
Yep, we sure do. We gotta scrape them.
Yep.
We poor out here. Sorry, go ahead.
Bruh, don't get me started. The Dallas Mavericks has agreed on a 2-year deal with the former Brooklyn Nets guard, Steph Curry.
Who did?
The Dallas Mavericks.
He went back to Dallas?
He went back to Dallas on a 2-year deal.
Oh, the Kentucky boys are back.
As of 9:38 p.m. on June 30th.
Kyrie Irving and Seth Curry. Oh, man.
That could get interesting.
Yes, it can.
That could get interesting.
Seth can shoot better than his brother. I don't give a damn where anybody. Change my mind.
I'm not going to change your mind.
Boy can shoot too.
Yeah, he can. He can. He's a quiet version.
Yes.
Everybody just look over him like
they look
just,
over
Seth.
Him.
Yeah, like he just he ain't chef. He just shooter. Keep it moving.
He's a better shooter. Say.
Oh, no doubt. I he's don't doubt that. I do not doubt that.
No. I don't give a damn. I don't care if Chef Curry is actually the leader in, you know, career 3-pointers made. Seth Curry is a better shooter than Steph. Nope. No debate about it. None.
You're
shut
confident.
That shit now. Shut it. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
I don't care about your championships. I don't care about your shooting percentage. I don't give a damn about any of that.
He's your records? Shooter.
No. Stop it. He's a better shooter.
He's a better shooter.
Yes.
I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it.
Just saying. Just saying.
Doubt it. Boston Celtics has agreed to a deal with the former Indiana Pacers for O'Shea Brissett to a 2-year deal.
I'm not surprised. You said that was the Washington Wizards?
No, the Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he may be a good fit.
Huh?
Not to say he may be a good fit. Go ahead.
No doubt. Denver Nuggets has agreed to deals to bring back point guard Reggie Jackson and center DeAndre Jordan.
Wow. Now, DeAndre Jordan caught my attention. I mean, Bruce Brown's gone. I'm surprised DeAndre Jordan stayed.
Reggie Jackson didn't pick you up by any chance?
I don't really know why they're playing his ass. They need to play him. He can hoop.
I'm
surprised he wanted to come back. I guess he just wants to warm a bitch and make the bread. I can't get mad at him.
I can't either.
Ain't no way. I'm just not feeling that Bruce Brown going to the Pacers. I can't feel that.
I'm not feeling it. Like I told you, that makes me think so much of when Byron Scott came to the Pacers after winning his championship with the Lakers. So many years later. Yeah, it just didn't
it just don't sit right. And I don't know. This don't look right for me yet. And he might actually be in the starting rotation. That's what's really good. If he actually in the starting rotation as a starter, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Now, if you do good during the regular season, I'll issue an apology. Saying, yes, I made a mistake before the season. I said that that wasn't a good idea, that the Pacers was pretty dumb for making this move. But
well, I guess my question, what made him want to come to the Pacers is my question.
Because he wanted more money. That's why he turned down Denver. You mentioned it earlier. He turned down the, $6.8 million player option?
The Pacers are doing the same thing we doing, scraping for change, but they hiding it.
Hold up. You're right. But how much? He got what? $45 million? $46
million? Who?
2 years? Bruce Brown.
Well, I don't remember. You know how much I just read?
I know that. I just thought you remembered that at least off the top of your head.
I'm looking because I don't remember. Matter of fact, I don't even remember when he got traded. That's all right. Here it is. $45 million contract.
And then he turned down, it wasn't even double digits. They wanted to keep him. 6.9. See the difference?
I don't
except understand. When the taxes come, but.
And that's the thing. How do you. You really want money that bad because you want a championship?
A lot of people want that. They want that money after they win that ring.
But didn't we talk about Paul? Didn't you talk about Paul George with Kawhi Leonard? What is the difference between the two?
What, the fact that Kawhi spent so much time hurt?
No, even
making all this money
before he started to get injured.
Oh, you talking about who's with
this
the Spurs?
This is when he was with the Spurs. This is what potential Kawhi Leonard we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
What's the difference between the two?
Between Kawhi Leonard and
Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown ain't hurt.
If they are willing to spend $45 million on Bruce Brown, how come they couldn't spend that amount of money with Kawhi Leonard? What's the difference?
That's a good question. That's why he went to L.A.
Just boggles my fucking mind.
Look at this. What in the world is Kawhi doing now? He's spending so much time hurt that he's not even getting the money that he's making, and they paid him too much.
Oh, I get that part now. Now I do.
Yeah.
But beforehand, George was talking to them about getting Kawhi Leonard, they didn't want to spend
Anthony Davis. That was Anthony Davis.
Even worse. Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that was Anthony
Davis. That's even worse. Anthony Davis. What's the difference?
I agree. I don't understand. Because they could have gave him that much amount of money, he probably would have stayed with Denver. So it wouldn't have made a difference.
I don't get that logic.
I don't get it either.
I do not get that logic.
That's why I'm not really feeling that. If you're doing $45 million and God knows what happens.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see what happens when the season comes, see how he.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This really show his growth and how he grows as a player. So right. We'll see how that works. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely see how that works.
No doubt. The Grizzlies has agreed to deal with former New York Knicks guard Derrick Rose for 2 years.
All right.
The Wizards have traded guard Monte Morris to the Detroit Pistons for a second round pick. That created $9.8 million trade player exception. The Heat has agreed to trade for Victor Oladipo to the Oklahoma City Thunder for draft compensation.
They weren't keeping him.
Mm-mm. The Thunder would take on Oladipo's $9.5 million salary as its expiring contract, and Miami created a trade exception of $9.5 million with that deal. That was all June 30th.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
That was all.
That's wild. It was a wild month of June.
Yeah.
Straight wild.
And July is not even better.
We ain't even gotta do July right now.
No, we don't need to do July. The only thing that I want to point out is Tyrese Haliburton.
Oh, God.
Tyrese Haliburton and the Indiana Pacers has agreed on a 5-year maximum contract extension.
Was it $260 million?
No idea.
I think it's $260 million.
Yep,
you're right. I saw it. It
could be worth up to $260 million.
Mm-hmm.
Desmond Bane and Memphis Grizzlies has agreed on a 5-year, $207 million maximum contract extension.
Up there, we got to pause. I have an emergency.
Sure. We'll take a break and we'll be back. Walk through here like Ben Matlock.
God, I feel great. Okay.
So you finally paid your water bill, finally?
Fucker. I ain't even paid the real water bill yet.
But you had to pay that one because that wasn't an option. Your kidney said, we ain't waiting on that bill.
I know. I'm sitting up here. I'm still on record, too.
I was too. That's how badly I had to go. I'm like, oh my gosh. I know.
Okay. Sorry.
The only other thing that I want to point out is the 12 o'clock p.m. July 1st, Damian Lillard has requested a trade for the Portland Trail Blazers. And then his preference was to be with Miami.
What I don't understand is what was the difference between then when he didn't decide that he wanted to trade at the point guards meeting till now. What was the difference?
He probably didn't have his mind made up then.
Well, if he didn't have his mind made up, he just should have said, I'm undecided right now. You just should have said, oh, nah, man, I don't want no trade, man.
That was probably the news media starting up rumors.
Well, that crap if they do that. It's straight crap.
Now, Daryl, we know that the media would do anything for money. We know this.
Yeah, we know. We know.
They will do anything for money.
Yes, they will. Sad, but yes.
Yeah. San Antonio is also another expectation of the whole spot for Damian Lillard as well.
Man, he wants to go to Miami, man. He wants to jump up that percentage of giving winning the championship, and Miami's there.
I mean, Miami's there, but San Antonio is going to most likely be there too.
Maybe. I don't roll past it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't roll past that. Oh, I had the updated list of the layoffs too.
1 second.
No, you can go ahead.
D'Angelo Russell and the Los Angeles Lakers agree on a 2-year, $37 million deal. Damian Lillard's request for a trade from the Portland Trailblazers does not change the team's intention to sign Jeremy Grant on a 5-year, $160 million contract that was agreed to
on
Friday.
That was the whole purpose because they was planning on keeping Damian Lillard, and now CC done
asked for a trade,
changed his mind, and actually asked for a trade. That could have really just changed his contract, Jeremy Grant's anyway. But he decided let him keep his money. He's gonna have to be the face of the franchise anyway, right next to Scoot Henderson. So,
yep. Patrick Beverley, the Philadelphia 76ers, has agreed on a 1-year deal. The Milwaukee Bucks has agreed to re-sign veteran center Brooke Lopez. You told me that on a $28 million contract. Mm-hmm. The Pacers and the Knicks are finalizing the trade with
I didn't like this one either.
Obi Toppin to Indiana in exchange for 2 future second round picks. Well, you do gotta bear in mind that this is Carcelli, so you never know what he has.
Carcelli.
I'm sorry, Rick Carlisle. You never know what he has up his sleeve.
I get that.
That's just my thought process. I mean, he did help put Dallas together, so you just gotta go with the flow.
Yeah, I think it kind of backwards right now, but I trust this.
To some things, I would agree. That Bruce Brown.
Yeah.
That was not good.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that one. I would never understand that.
Yeah, no kidding. The Lakers has agreed on a 4-year max extension with Austin Reeves. This is a $12.4 million contract that will raise 8% each season, netting out to $56 million over 4 years.
Holy crap.
Moritz Wagner is returning to the Orlando Magic on a 2-year, $16 million deal. LaMelo Ball has agreed on principle on a 5-year designated rookie max extension that could be worth as much as $260 million with the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, man, he got the bag.
He got the bag.
His brother on the hands is really unfortunate.
Yeah,
that was very unfortunate.
It is. Utah Jazz are trading Damian Jones to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dwight Powell has agreed on a 3-year, $12 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. There's a statement that Joe Cronin released about Damian Lillard. I'm just trying to debate if I want to read it. What the hell? 5:23. We have been clear that we want Dame here, but he notified us the day he wants out. He prefers to play somewhere else. What has not changed for us is that we're committed to winning and we are going to do what's best for the team in pursuit of that goal. So they are no longer pursuing his interest in what team he wants to go to.
Yep.
They are going to pursue what's going to get Portland the championship. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah. So the bigger question is like, do they actually owe that to him? That's the question. It's like, well, sometimes you have to really look at the best interest of the team, not the best interest of a player. But it would be nice if they did it as a good gesture, but team come first.
Right. Period. I mean, they're like, well, if we give him what he want, but we keep losing out on the end. I mean, he's been patient with us. So you gotta have a little leeway.
Yes.
Yeah. You definitely true. Yeah. I didn't think about that. And that's a very good point. Thanks for bringing that up, because that's a very good point.
Well, I mean, this is what it is.
Well, I mean, which speaks to that also talks with the fact that the front office of the Portland Trail Blazers, they want a package, you know, for Damian Lillard. So the teams are looking well beyond the Miami Heat to find one. So they don't think they're going to really find one potentially in Miami, but they believe they can find one with another team.
If they do, I believe if they actually do this, this right here will be the biggest blockbuster trade in NBA history. And I have a feeling it's going to surround Damian Lillard.
That's interesting you say that. The Cleveland Cavaliers has agreed to sign free agent Ty Jerome to a 2-year, $5 million deal. The Houston Rockets has agreed to sign former Memphis Grizzly guard Dylan Brooks to a 4-year, $80 million deal. The Houston Rockets also signed free agent Jock Landale to a 4-year, $32 million deal. The Clippers has re-signed veteran guard Russell Westbrook on a 2-year deal worth nearly $8 million. And this also includes the player option. The Lakers are trading forward Kenyon Martin Jr. from the Houston Rockets in exchange for 2 future draft picks. And the San Antonio Spurs have signed free agent Sandro, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, to a 1-year deal, a $2 million deal. Dante Vincenzo has agreed on a 4-year, $50 million deal with the New York Knicks. I felt like I just read his name earlier.
You did. Dante DiVincenzo, yeah.
He did. Yeah. Dante Exum.
Oh, this one.
It's returning to the NBA on a guaranteed deal with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings center Domantas Sabonis has agreed on a contract renegotiation and extension for a total of $217 million over 5 years.
He got the bag too. And he earned that, man. That boy's a monster.
He is. He is. No doubt.
He picked up his daddy's traits.
Yeah, I love the way he played ball.
Yes, he do. I love it.
But I'm just gonna tell you, he's better than his daddy.
He is. Nope, he is better than his daddy. I am not going to sit there and disagree with that one.
Yeah. July 2nd, Jordan Clarkson. I didn't even read all of July 1st. I just only read portions. That was not all of July 1st. Believe me.
Man, that's a lot. It's just wild. Everybody, it's just like, you know how it is when you suck it all in and you know that the free agency is coming. And so when that, you hold it all in. And then once that free agency went, it just went. Boom!
Yeah.
And it just went out. Everything happened.
Everything just came.
Everything happened.
It was like everybody was just waiting for some shit to wet, just to go down.
It's like, it was like opening up Christmas gifts.
Yeah, no kidding. We're like, oh, we gave you a gift. There you go. Oh, you gave me a trade package? Cool. Yeah, oh, you gave me this player? Cool.
And I see a lot of people, you know, actually with their laptops up. Right before it was like an hour before free agency. I see people with the laptops up. They had the phone right there, and they was just waiting for any crack of a free agency move.
You know what that makes me think of?
I don't even want to know.
Really?
That depends.
You don't even know what I got to say.
Man, no, I don't. But sometimes your wild little sayings here is kind of odd.
Why would you assume that this is wild?
Okay, go ahead. I'm interested now.
This makes me think hours before Wall Street opens. The anticipation of waiting for the market to open, and everybody is just ready to conduct business, and boom, business is going.
No, you're right.
Now, was that so wild?
No, it was pretty cool, actually. Kind of shocking that you thought that way, but yeah, it was good.
We'll leave that one alone. Jordan Clarkson, July 2nd, is finalizing a 3-year, $50 million contract and a renegotiation extension with the Utah Jazz. Portland Trail Blazers front office made it clear to teams that called yesterday about Damian Lillard that they are open for a business.
Everybody jumping on that too. I'm telling you, that's going to be the biggest blockbuster trade.
Man, if they can
make this happen, I'm telling you, if they can make anything happen, that would be a blockbuster trade.
That would be
biggest blockbuster trade in NBA history. I'm telling you now.
It would be. It would never be stopped talked about for sure.
Exactly.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will acquire Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets in a deal that would give the Thunder a draft compensation in exchange for taking on Mills' $6.8 million expiring contract. Restricted free agent Miles Bridges is prepared to sign his one-year $7.9 million qualifying offer with the Charlotte Hornets. And as of, like, I'll say 13 minutes later, it was officially signed.
Wow.
Eric Gordon has agreed on a two-year, $6 million deal with the Phoenix Suns. Cody Zeller has agreed on a one-year, $3.1 million deal with the Pelicans. Lonnie Walker, help me out with this. What is the
Lonnie Walker the fourth.
Thank you. The fourth has agreed on a one-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets. The Chicago Bulls has applied for a disabled player exception for Alonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, if granted, the exception will be worth $10.2 million, about half of Alonzo Ball's salary.
Contract, yep.
He is expected to miss the entire 2023-2024 season after undergoing knee surgery.
Yep.
Free agent Justin Holiday has agreed on a one-year deal with the Denver Nuggets.
That's interesting.
Denver will be Holiday's 10th different team in his 11th NBA season.
Hey, that sounds like Ish Smith.
11 NBA seasons. Excuse
me. Sheesh. He sounds like Ish Smith.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think Ish Smith was 14 teams.
I ain't heard that name in a minute.
And you see why? Good God. 14 teams? Where he been? Where you go, dog? Good grief.
Oh, God.
I can't.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know what to say.
Yep. Justin Holiday agreed to a one-year deal with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, you already said that.
I know that. I'm reading it again. If he came, this is his 10th different team in his 11th NBA season or 11 NBA seasons.
You know what? I got to confirm this, Ish Smith. I think it's 14 teams in like 12 damn seasons.
You keep on. I'm okay.
Hey, please do.
But last one for July 2nd, Corey Joseph has agreed on a one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Who did?
Corey Joseph.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I love it.
10:30 a.m., July 3rd, today. We will see Damian Lillard in Miami. Here is one of the commentators' issue. Tyler Hero, the centerpiece of the trade. I don't care. I'm moving on. Philadelphia 76ers guard Tyrese Maxey did not happen, will not happen, despite the fact that the franchise won't extend Maxey's contract. The Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards have agreed on a five-year rookie maximum deal that would be worth as much as $260 million.
He got the bag.
Yes. Torrey Craig has agreed on a two-year contract with the Chicago Bulls. Mason Plumlee has agreed on a one-year $5 million deal with the Clippers. And lastly, but not least, as of 2 hours ago, 7:04 p.m., former Los Angeles guard Malik Beasley has agreed on a one-year $2.7 million minimal contract with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
A lot happened.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even 50% of what I read.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. This cat right here. He just received his 2023 NBA championship. He had went to 14 different teams in 13 seasons.
And you were that, right.
Yeah. That tells you right there. What I was saying about Ish Smith is not a bad thing. That just means never give up.
Right.
That's just the whole perception. And that includes Andre Ingram when he has spent, what, anywhere between 10 to 13 years in the G League and he finally got his first contract with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. Right. That's just the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Just the holidays the same way.
Yep.
I'm the goofy, but yes, don't give up.
Yeah.
Just don't give up. That's just the whole point of this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, oh, wow. Ish Smith.
Mm. Ish Smith, no doubt. Yep, but that's all I have.
Okay, before we get out of here, I had a kind of like an updated list. I've already mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. Of the people that got laid off from ESPN, that was Jeff Gundy, Jalen Rose, Keyshawn Johnson, Max Kellerman, Susie Kobler, Chris Kellis, Matt Hasselbeck, Steve Young, Rob Ninkovich. I've forgotten all about him.
Right.
Neil Everett, Ashley Brewer, June Lee, LaPhonso Ellis, Todd McShay, Jordan Quinnett, Jason Fitz, and David Pollack. I've forgotten all about the Rob Ninkovich. He was another one that was gone.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it for that. Anything else? We can wrap this up and get on out of here.
Yep.
All right. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you very much. Of course, we're on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel, like and share our videos, all that good stuff. Don't forget, also, we do gaming. So if you want to check it out, it's there. Have a ball with it. Me and Darren definitely have a ball with it, with our own little thing, and then we go on different other games. We have a ball with it, so don't forget to, you know, like those videos. And, of course, you can also follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram, Twitter at DTSD2414, and then Instagram, let's just say the Watch Brothers, say the least, or Double Take Sports Talk, either one. Just search in the box, you'll find us. Go ahead, give us a follow. But until then, I'm Daryl, and Darren is right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Until next time, catch up with us on another one. Until then,
ciao.
Ciao.